Hello and welcome to another Jeux du Jour podcast, number 7 for the season. I'm Chris Oakley, in case you hadn't already worked that one out, and you're very welcome to join me again for another occasional update on all things that are going on in French football for the 2010-2011 season. Now, first of all, an apology. I was basically doing these podcasts on a fortnightly basis. I've let things slip a little bit. Actually, I've been quite busy, so, you know, sometimes things get in the way, as they say. But back now after, whatever it is, 3-4 week absence or so. Much has been going on. So let's plunge straight in. I'm actually recording this for once, not in between the kind of Saturday and Sunday fixtures. I'm recording this just before the Saturday fixtures take place. So I'm in the privileged position of being able to give you an update on each of the teams in the format of actually previewing the games that are coming up this weekend, if that makes any kind of sense. So let's just take these in a random order, shall we? Let's start off with Monaco versus Rennes. Not a good place to start, in essence. Could have chosen a better one to start off with, if I'm honest. Essentially, Monaco are doing pretty damn badly at the moment. Haven't won any games in the last three. They're struggling to score goals. They're slipping ever onwards towards the foot of the table and are really missing Nene, their Brazilian basically free-kick specialist, goal-scoring machine, shall we say, who went off to Paris Saint-Germain at the start of the season. You can tell how much of an impact he had on the team's fortunes, because now that he's gone, Monaco are struggling. And they're up against Rennes this weekend, who are a bit of a mystery, really. They're kind of in the same mould as Brest. Now, you'll remember from the last podcast, and indeed if you follow French football closely, you'll know about the story about Stade Brestois, the newly promoted team who have been amazing everyone with their high-flying antics this season up near the top of the table. I may have even mentioned on the last podcast that Brest's... let's just get the sniggering out of the way. Brest, the reason why they've done well this season is because they've got a fantastic defence, a very stingy defence. However, the mystery with them is that they're actually not very good when it comes to scoring goals. They don't score a plethora of goals either. They kind of tend to rely on their defence as the bedrock of the way they play. And the same can be said for Rennes as well. They've not scored many goals this season, only like 16 in 15 games. And they've actually got the joint best defence with Brest as well, which I happen to know is basically they've conceded only 11 in 15 games. So two teams very much cut from the same cloth there, really. But you know, Rennes are doing, you know, pretty well. They're hanging in there. Bit of transfer speculation has been going on surrounding Rennes of late. The defensive midfielder Yann Mvilia, who's played a few times now for France, the French national team, bit of speculation that he might be moving on, but he's just announced this week that he's staying there, so that's good for them. However, their right back, Rod Fanny, yes, it's euphemism as a go-go in this podcast, it looks like he's going to be going off to Marseille, probably in the transfer window. So a bit of sort of unsettled stuff going on there, an unsettled tone, if you like, at Rennes just at the moment. So there you go. So Monaco playing Rennes. I reckon Rennes should win that one, because Monaco aren't doing too well these days. We'll go next for Montpellier against Lyon. Now, this is a really good match, not least because we've got two teams in very good form. Having said that, Montpellier did have a big defeat last weekend. They lost 4-0 at Marseille, a defeat which saw them drop from second to sixth place. But that's only really a reflection of how close it is in the Ligue 1 championship this season. Not really any sign of how bad the defeat was beyond the kind of numerical advantage that Marseille had. Just to back that up, actually, Montpellier did finally manage to reach the top of the table. They'd been making steady progress up the table over the last few weeks, and for the first time ever actually got to the top of the table. First time ever in their history, that is. A significant event which caused the club president, Louis Nicolin, to triple the players' win bonuses, evidently. So a nice little sort of touch there, and a rightful reward for their players. First time that Montpellier had been top of the table. Unfortunately, they were only there for 24 hours because it was kind of like a provisional lead while they were waiting for other teams to play their matches. But nonetheless, They're still doing well, Montpellier. As I say, they're sixth. They won their previous three matches before that defeat against Marseille last week. And not only that, they're also still in the League Cup over there in France. They beat Lille 2-1. I think that was also while I was away from since the last podcast. Beat Lille 2-1. And so Montpellier now face Paris Saint-Germain in the semi-finals, which should be a fantastic match. Paris Saint-Germain, another team in good form. We'll come to them shortly. And as I say, those semi-finals of the League Cup take place just right about the middle of January 2011. I just happened to mention there Louis Nicolin, or Nicolin, I'm not quite sure how you pronounce that. He's, out of interest, he's quite an outspoken chap. He's what they call colourful, in the sense that he makes some rather off-colour comments from time to time. Bit of a character, you might say. He's recently been rapped, actually, because when Montpellier went top of the table, there were a lot of people saying, you know, League One, bit weak at the moment, because look, you even got Montpellier on top of the table. And he didn't take too kindly to that, strangely enough, and he made some rather off-colour comments, and I think he's being hauled in front of the Ethics Council or Ethics Committee. I'm not quite sure what the correct name is, but basically the powers that be are going to give him a rap over the knuckles, I think. Someone you can't really stop from making outrageous comments from time to time, but you know, the game of football revolves around such people. Talking about Lyon, it's Montpellier-Lyon this weekend. Lyon are finally doing really, really well. They had a hideous start to the season, but are now getting it together. They're unbeaten now in the last eight, and they've won five of those last eight games, so well done to them. They drew 2-2 last week at Paris Saint-Germain, who keep cropping up in this podcast, don't they? And as I say, we'll be talking about them in a moment. So Lyon going great guns. Their last defeat was in week seven against Saint-Étienne, something which seems kind of preposterous now. Again, we'll be talking about Saint-Étienne in a moment, but they started well and are now falling. But yeah, week seven, the last defeat for Lyon. Lyon now up to seventh in the table, but they've got a few injury worries, and in fact one or two people missing with suspensions and whatnot. Most notable of which is Johan Gourcuff, who injured his ankle during the course of the week in their Champions League game against Schalke. So he's going to be missing in this game against Montpellier. So, you know, bit of a concern there. Say a few players, Chris Toulalon, injury worries, and they'll be hoping that as many of them, many of those players will be playing in that game. Out of interest, I mean, I mentioned Paris Saint-Germain and now Lyon as well. Both of those teams are actually going to be involved in a 4-team tournament, a kind of mid-season friendly tournament, if you like, going on over in Morocco against a couple of Moroccan teams in January. So Lyon and Paris Saint-Germain will be having a kind of working, I was going to say summer holidays, but it might be summer over in Morocco. I'm not quite sure, but there we are. Just to, so you know, the winter break over in France, that kicks off after the December 22nd fixtures, and play resumes on the 14th of January, just in case you wish to put that in your calendar, so to speak. So Montpellier against Lyon, who do I think will win that? I can see that ending in a draw. Montpellier are, you know, quite combative. They had a bit of a, well, basically took their eye off the ball, you might say, last week against Marseille. But I think they'll be more focused this time around, and I think they'll give Lyon a run for their money. I'll go for a draw on that. Now then, Paris Saint-Germain. Let's get this out of the way then. Paris Saint-Germain are playing Brest. Again, it should be quite a good game. It's third against fourth, I think I'm right in saying. Paris Saint-Germain, I think I did pick out early on this, in the season with tremendous foresight, saying that they could be a quite different prospect to how they've been in recent seasons, because they were looking like they were stringing along some good results. And indeed, that's now borne out by the fact that they've lost only once in their last 18 games in all competitions, unbeaten in the last five in the league. As I mentioned before, they drew 2-2 against Lyon last week, which is no mean feat. So Paris Saint-Germain doing really well. They're also doing well in their Europa League campaign, which I'll come on to towards the end of this particular podcast. Brest, well, Brest, as we know, were doing pretty well for the early part of the season. They were hanging around near the top. And unfortunately, in recent weeks, they've had a bit of a wobble. They've started to slip a little bit. Sorry, Brest wobble. Yeah, no, sorry, that was completely accidental. Come on. They actually played last weekend, but their game was called off at halftime due to a hell of a lot of snow falling from the sky. Conditions deemed not good enough to continue with the second half, so it was postponed. The match was rearranged for a couple of days later. They played on Tuesday, and when play finally got underway, Brest thrashed Lens 4-1. So a convincing win, which sees them go back up to third in the table. So they're still there. They may have slipped recently, but they're still there, doing really well. They're only a point behind the leaders, Marseille. And, well, what can we say? Alex Dupont, the Brest manager, he's taken a lot of credit for this, and rightly so. A little sort of curious little bit of trivia. Brest playing Paris Saint-Germain, as I say, this weekend. Alex Dupont was the coach of Guignol when they beat Paris Saint-Germain in shocking fashion in the 2000 League Cup final. So Alex Dupont's got a bit of previous against Paris Saint-Germain. We wait and see whether he can recreate that magic this weekend. Next game, I'm going to pick Saint-Étienne against Bordeaux. Unfortunately, Saint-Étienne have really kind of had their moment of glory, seemingly, this season. They were rather wonderfully mixing with the high rollers in the opening couple of months of the season, but they've really slipped now. They're down to 10th in the table. They haven't won in any of their last eight in the league. And that man, Dimitri Payet, who was really their sort of star, who was scoring most of their goals, he hasn't scored since week 9, so things looking rather barren for Saint-Étienne. They drew last week 1-1 at Valenciennes. And apparently the Saint-Étienne coach, Christophe Galtier, he's hoping to buy some reinforcements. He sees that they're a bit weak up front. And in fact, I think he even rested Payet for their game during the week, or indeed in the last week or so, and he realises that they need a bit more in the way of reinforcements, at least up front, if nowhere else. So we shall see who Saint-Étienne have got their eye on come the January transfer window. Bordeaux, they're doing really well. Mentioned before, like Lyon and Marseille, bad starts to the season, but now it's all coming good. 5 games unbeaten they are, and they're only 3 points behind Marseille, which shows you how far they have come. Bordeaux drew last week 1-1 against Lille. But Jean Tigana, the Bordeaux coach, not really happy with his defence at the moment. Basically, Bordeaux took the lead in that game against Lille, but conceded towards the end. And yes, he's not a happy bunny, is Monsieur Tigana. So I think they may well also be plundering the transfer window when it opens in January, but this time for defensive players. Elsewhere, let's see if we can rattle through the remaining games. Arles versus Nancy, not a lot to see there. Both teams in pretty poor form. Arles, I would imagine, will be confirmed as relegated probably sometime not long after Christmas, the way things are going. Really doing not too well at all. Nancy, again, kind of typically really struggling in that lower 5 or 6 in the table. Not good. Another team not doing too well are Lens. Lens are at home to Auxerre this weekend. Lens are second bottom. I think they'll probably be confirmed as relegated like the following week after Arles-Avignon. As for Auxerre, they had a good run of form recently, actually, but it came to a shuddering halt last week. They lost 2-1 at home to Toulouse. But they are up to 13th in the table now. I don't think we're going to see quite the level of heroics that we saw from them in the league last season. But they're getting there. They're gradually hauling themselves up the table. Since we last spoke, they've also confirmed their place in the semi-finals of the League Cup. They beat Saint-Étienne 2-0 in the quarter-finals. So Auxerre face Marseille in the semis in January. So a good last four lineup there. So Lens, Auxerre. Who do I think will win? That should be Auxerre, really. Can't see any other team winning that one. Lille are playing Lorient this weekend. Lille are going great guns, actually. They're up to second in the table, just a point behind the leaders, Marseille. They drew 1-1 last week against Bordeaux, as I've mentioned, and they've only lost 2 in the last 15. Lorient, they're on a good run, not quite in the same way. They've only lost 1 in the last 5, I should say. But nonetheless, not a bad little run that they're on. They beat Rennes 2-0 last week and are sort of mid-table at the moment, Lorient. But, they lost. I'm just trying to think. Who's your man? Koscielny, yes. Yeah, he went last season. And, yeah, Lorient are capable of doing better, but they're struggling really to find their form this season. So I think mid-table is probably where they'll end up, as will either of these two teams, Sochaux and Valenciennes. They are playing each other this weekend. Sochaux, unbeaten in four. They're on a pretty good run. They're the pretty much the most average team you're likely to find in league. I've got to say, I mean, I know last season they just didn't really do anything of note whatsoever. But they're unbeaten in four at the moment. They won their last two. And they're currently ninth in the table. One player who's doing well for Sochaux at the moment is a chap called Idayi Brown, a Nigerian striker, and he's scored six this season. He's a name that is cropping up regularly for them, so keep your eye on him for Sochaux. Valenciennes had a bit of a wobble recently, but they're kind of heading in the right direction now. Neither of those two teams are really kind of pulling up any trees, it's fair to say. Toulouse are playing Caen, and Caen are in absolutely awful form at the moment, much like Arles-Avignon. They haven't won in the last 10, they've lost the last 6, and they're in the bottom 3 at the moment, Caen, so not looking good. Toulouse, much like sort of Sochaux normally, just kind of poodling along mid-table, so no great interest there. Toulouse should win that one, even though they're kind of average. And finally, Nice playing their near neighbours Marseille. We'll save the best till last, shall we? Finally, Marseille managed to get to the top of the table, as I predicted. I know I keep sounding like a know-it-all, saying, well, I said this back in week 4 or something like that, but, you know, I don't get many things right, and you have to make the most of these things when you do. But yeah, back in about week 6, I think it was, I said Marseille will go top probably in the next 6 weeks, and I think it took them about like 7 in the end. But they have finally made it. They are sitting on top of the table and are not doing too badly in Europe either. More on which in a moment. Nice, however, I think it was probably predicted by most people that they'd struggle a little bit this season. They don't tend to do terribly well when they're in the top flight. So there's only one way I can see that game going this weekend, i.e. a Marseille away win. Now then, since we last spoke, there's been some European fixtures. We had Champions League last week, Europa League this week. Let's just have a quick recap to see how the French teams are getting on there. Well, Lyon were in action. In fact, I say Champions League last week. There were a few Champions League this week, I think, namely Lyon's game. Lyon lost 3-0 at Schalke, which was a bit of a shock. It's probably unfair to suggest that perhaps the rails have come off Lyon's Champions League campaign, because if they draw next week, then I think they're definitely through. So I think some people are suggesting that Lyon are mathematically through. I'm not so sure. Maybe they've worked out something that I can't see, but I'd go so far as to say that Lyon need to win their last game against Hapoel Tel Aviv in order to secure their place in the next round. But 3-0 defeat at Schalke, which is a bit of a shock, because Schalke are like fourth bottom in the Bundesliga at the moment. Wouldn't have really predicted that one, but there we are. All is not lost for Lyon. They're sitting patiently just waiting I think they should beat the Israelis in their next game. Marseille, they played last week a very convincing 3-0 win against Spartak Moscow in Moscow. And they firmly put the memories of their shock defeat against Moscow. I think it was the first round of games, actually, in the Champions League. They had the rug pulled from under their feet somewhat, losing right at the end of the game to Moscow. But this time, a convincing 3-0 win. Goals for Valbuena, Remy and Brandao. So Marseille are currently second in their group, just behind Chelsea. They're 3 points behind Chelsea and 3 points ahead of Spartak Moscow. So again, a draw should be good enough for Marseille to go through. And they've really done well to sort of pull that out of the fire, really, because they didn't start too well. Finally, Auxerre. I think it's fair to say that they're now coming to the end of their Champions League campaign. They lost 2-0 at home to Milan last week. And are now bottom of the Group G table. They're a single point adrift of Ajax, but there is one possible saving grace for Auxerre, and that is that if they can get a point in their last game, then they can still qualify for the Europa League by finishing third in the group. Unfortunately, it's not much of a chink of light, because they're away to Real Madrid in the last round of games. Yes, like I said at the start, I think this is the end of Auxerre's Champions League campaign. Moving on to the Europa League, Paris Saint-Germain are going great guns. They're reflecting their league form at the moment. They beat Sevilla 4-2 this week. Goals from Ouaro, who scored two, Nene with a great free kick, and Bodmer, which means that Paris Saint-Germain have now qualified for the knockout stages in Group J. They are top of the group on 12 points. Sevilla are on 9, and Borussia Dortmund, who are going great guns at the top of the Bundesliga, they are on 8. So Paris Saint-Germain definitely through there. Congratulations to them. And, well, it wasn't all plain sailing, actually, in that game against Sevilla, because they went 2-0 up. And then Freddy Kanute, a name still familiar to many English football fans, I'm sure, especially the Tottenham fans, he got 2 goals back for Sevilla. And then Nene and I think it was Aguero scored again towards the end. So a convincing win for Paris Saint-Germain. Keep your eye open for them in the knockout stages. And finally, the other team in the Europa League for France is Lille. They are currently third in Group C, having lost 1-0 at Sporting Lisbon this week. And it's all to play for. They've got to beat Ghent of Belgium in their last game. It's a winner-takes-all game to round off that group next week. The way things are at the moment, Lille are 2 points behind Ghent in third. So, yes, whoever wins goes through with Sporting Lisbon. That's the European roundup. A quick look, as always, at the top goalscorers table. And, it's a tie at the moment. Youssef El Arabi of Caen is level at the top with Moussa Sow of Lille. Ironic, really, that El Arabi has done so well this season, and yet he's playing for Caen, who are quite frankly one of the worst teams you're probably likely to see in French football at the moment. So doesn't quite add up, that one. Similarly, Dimitri Payet, he's still there. He's on 8 goals, and, as I say, Saint-Etienne slipping fast. Nene of Paris Saint-Germain, as one might expect, is on 8 as well. So that's that. Right, I think we'll probably draw matters to a close there. You've heard me rattling on for long enough, I reckon. But consider yourself fully updated now as we go into week 16 of the Ligue 1 campaign. Thank you very much indeed for listening. Don't forget, if you want something similar but of a slightly different flavour, i.e. if you want a German football update, then do listen to the Bundesliga show, which can be downloaded like your Jeu du Jour podcast from footballfairground.com. There's lots of other good stuff besides TV previews and heaven knows what else over on footballfairground.com. So do come and visit if you can. For now, though, thank you very much indeed for listening. And hopefully, fingers crossed, I'll be back again in 2 weeks' time for another update. Until then, bye-bye for now.